Right, so Elvis, did you want to do any prep work ahead of what is itself prep work? How are you and Light Show going to get these bugs inside the building?
Okay, so I know that we currently have a sort of all-encompassing warrant, and we can do anything we want. But would it be possible to get the building's security system people on board with ignoring the alarm and not calling anyone if we set it off?
Light Show says, normally I think that'd be a crazy thing to ask. Like, it's pretty big, on short notice anyway, but if we call Snakeman, he's got away with laws and people, and I think he might be able to turn that around tonight. I'm not sure any other lawyer could pull it off, but that's why he gets the big money.
Okay, grab Kimon before he leaves. Hey, Kimon, did you happen to notice any automated security? And if you did you see what company they were with?
You did notice they were with Really Real Security, but it didn't seem like anything special. Basic commercial package.
Yeah, Really Real Security. They're pretty much the only security firm in the city. You could cold call them and probably not be wrong.
Oh, I could have sworn there were a few other companies.
I don't know. That's who I saw, so that's who you're working with.
Okay, that's all. Thank you. Then, in that case, I call Snakeman and let him know that we'd like the company to just ignore any alarms that go off tonight at that location.
When you call Snakeman, he makes some small talk as he's gathering his files together, and he explains, no, Kimon is right. Really Real Security controls 90% of security systems in the area. You can go through different companies that have different names, but the different companies are actually subsidiaries of Really Real Security. So even if you think you're switching companies, you're not.
Really? Isn't that illegal?
It is, or would be, if they prosecuted it, but this stuff almost never gets prosecuted anymore. Let me tell you, if it were, Unstoppable Industries could be in trouble. But nobody in politics wants to touch this company, so I'd expect any action to be a long way off. And only if the company is really on the downswing.
Wait, so Unstoppable Industries is breaking the law?
Antitrust laws, for sure. But every company in America is breaking tons of laws like that today. I don't really have time to get into the subject, but laws that aren't enforced stop being law, basically. The company is breaking the law on paper, but in practice the laws don't exist, and the line for what is a monopoly has really moved a lot in the past several decades. After I'm done with this, feel free to call me anytime you want to talk about the law. I love gabbing about it, you know, it's why I became a lawyer, after all.
Okay. Thank you. I'm really busy, but thank you.
And before it gets too late in the night, you get an email from Snakeman confirming that everything is, in theory, arranged with Really Real Security to just ignore an alarm at that construction firm.
Okay. Just in case, I want to sit down and build a cracker that'll disable the security from the wall interface.
Yeah, on short notice, what you can do is invent a device that'll basically reset the panel and allow you to give it a new code. Somebody might realize it's been tampered with the next day, but it'll depend on how vigilant they are. And since you won't be stealing anything, they might not immediately realize anything's up. Presumably, you'll have cameras to monitor how they react anyway.
Okay, I'll go with that then. Light Show, I'm ready. Are you ready?
All I gotta pack is myself and Terry. Yeah, let's hit it. And in the small hours of the night, you make your way down to Hermes Construction. Elvis, before you can go inside, your mom calls.
Hello, Mom?
Hi, honey. I was calling because I woke up in the night and I realized you hadn't gotten back to the hotel room yet. Where are you staying?
Oh, I'm at work tonight, Mom. I have a night shift.
A night shift? Isn't that what Kimon is supposed to do?
I think he already did one, and we got a big job coming up, so we all have to do some extra work.
Okay, that makes sense. Are you going to catch that insane coffee guy?
Mom, we already went over this. Michael Rocha's not a supervillain. That was a shapeshifter disguised as Michael Rocha.
Well, are you going to catch him?
We are. Maybe not tonight, but we will, though.
Light Show says, hey, can you hurry this up?
I gotta go now, Mom. I can't answer my phone for a little bit, okay?
Why? Are you going to be in danger? I thought they had you on more office stuff.
Well, they do. I'm inventing more things, that sort of stuff. But today I'm the only one who knows how to use one of my inventions, so I have to be in the field.
Oh, okay. Well, that's great. I'm glad that you're useful, honey. I love you.
Thanks. I love you too, Mom.
I love you. Goodbye.
I love you too. Goodbye.
When you hang up, Light Show says, you really ought to turn off your phone before a job. Can you imagine if we were already in the building and someone else were there?
Yeah. But I really can't leave my phone off. You know, my mom already got kidnapped once, and what if she needs me again?
All right, look, we're just wasting time. Let's go.
I take Light Show and teleport inside, next to where I know the security pad's gonna be. Before the alarm goes off, I hook my scrambler to it and reset the whole system.
It scrambles and is now blinking 12 o'clock like an old VCR. You're not sure if a security system is supposed to do that when it gets reset, but the important thing is that it worked.
Are there any lights on?
You poke around a little bit, and it looks like the building is empty. Whatever they're using it for, nefarious night activities isn't one of those things.
Okay, then I guess I go around putting up little video cameras wherever I want until I've got full vision of everywhere but the bathroom.
Light Show asks, are you sure we shouldn't consider a bug in the bathroom? Not looking into any stalls, but just so we can see if anybody runs in here with something to flush or to do something. I mean, you never know when people have superpowers.
I've got one by the bathroom door. Like, what are the odds that someone has powers that they'd use in the bathroom?
Well, I'm not saying I've ever run into anyone who could control poop. But I did once fight a guy who could control water. And there's a lot of water in the bathrooms to use as a weapon. So I'm just saying, you know, never think you're safe.
Okay, that's a good point. I guess I'll try to find a polite place to bug the bathrooms too, then.
Well, there it is. In no time, the whole place is bugged and you're ready for tomorrow's attack.
Good work, Light Shell. Now let's get some sleep so we're ready.
Glad when it's painless. So you guys get back, you sleep for a little bit, then you're in the office fairly early.
All right, everybody, do we have a visual on our target?
Yep, I hooked up all the cameras to a live feed you can watch from a laptop, so you and Cog are good to wait in the car and keep an eye on things.
I think we ought to wait for the actual construction crews to clear out, then attack the building a little later in the morning to minimize how many civilians are in the way.
Is that wise, though? Do you think some of our villains are going to get away?
I can go out and keep eyes on the place in case any major targets try to slip out before we move.
All right, do that. We'll converge and wait. See who shows up, then mark out targets. When I give the signal, everyone attack.
All right, hands in. Everybody.
I'm going down to the site.
Okay, everybody else.
Light Show somewhat reluctantly puts his hands in. It's not like he doesn't want to, it just feels like you're not quite pulling the mood.
You know, you really should have waited for me to ask for hands in. I am the team leader.
Oh, sorry, I got excited.
It's okay. Excitement is good. All right, hands in. 1, 2, 3, kick Mercury's butt.
Kick Mercury's butt, yeah!
Everybody heads in their vehicles down to this relatively small construction company, prepared to beat down whatever lies within. Lowry, as soon as you set up your system, you see Howard is doing paperwork in his office. It's kind of funny to see such a large and muscular man doing office work. It's like a bodybuilder got tricked into being an accountant somehow.
All right, heads up, everybody. I've got eyes on a priority target. Kimon, your son is in the building in an office near the rear. When you were scouting, did you notice him?
I wasn't pressed up close to the building for very long to pick out a lot of distinct voices.
Is this a good reason to get Cog involved?
No, you don't need to get Cog involved to bring down Howard. I think that's something I can do perfectly well on my own.
Are you sure? He's looking pretty young, and you're not.
I got the better of him last time, but he escaped by leaping from 3 stories up or something. All he's got now is a ground floor. I can handle him.
He's the big guy who attacked me before, right?
Yes, Elvis. Stay out of his way. Or better yet, try to direct his attention to me.
Well, all I have to do is stay outside of his punching range, right? Last time he got me by surprise. I can handle it this time.
Do you think you could out-wrestle a grizzly bear?
Well, probably I could outsmart one.
That's not what I asked. Look, Light Show, you're guarding Flux. If you get cornered by Howard, you handle it.
Light Show says, Roger that.
Okay, now wait. I am also a superhero, which means that I have the bravery and the drive to stand up in the face of danger. If I'm not willing to do my job, then nobody else can.
Actually, that's not true. We could ask the city SWAT team to make a move on our behalf, and with enough ammunition and support from their own super squad, they could probably bring down Howard if they cornered him.
Well, that may be, but we're a cut above the city SWAT team.
No, we're actually smaller and cheaper than them. That's our whole thing. We do the work for cheaper and encourage law enforcement to outsource because we do complex super work at a lower bidding cost. In theory.
In a roundabout way, that sounds like the same as what I'm saying.
Yeah, Kimon, we're more cost-effective. So theoretically, if you got together enough staff from our company in one place, we'd be more efficient than a SWAT team.
That's because our field teams are 100% superheroes, instead of one or two supported by numerous well-trained men without powers.
Right, and combining superheroes gives us an edge over the standard law enforcement teams.
All right, my point is, us being more cost-effective is not the same thing as Flux having the ability to beat Howard in a fist fight. If a gorilla escapes from the zoo, I would hang myself before I suggest that we send Flux to wrestle with it. That'd just result in Flux getting his arms ripped off, and then they'd have to kill the gorilla because it's developed a taste for human flesh.
Look, I'm sure that Flux could invent a way to trap
gorillas
a gorilla.
Gorillas are herbivores, actually. They don't eat meat at all.
Flux, have you invented a device to trap Howard?
No, but gorillas are herbivores.
Well, then when the gorilla eats you, it'll get an upset stomach, but it'll feel karmically good about it because you're so annoying! Did you invent a way to defeat Howard, Flux?
I have my teleportation powers.
I understand that, but what is your plan for defeating Howard?
Kimon, I feel like you're just putting me down and being deconstructive without giving me a chance to succeed.
Well, there's an old adage that victories are won before battles are fought, and that all battles are lost when you fight and then try to think of a way to win afterward.
You're really just not being a team player, is the problem. You're not respecting the team. You're not being part of the team.
You are not hearing me. Do you have a plan to defeat Howard? Or are you gonna make it up as Howard rips your arms off and eats them? And then we have to put Howard down because he's developed a taste for human flesh!
Well, we always hope not to use force, but I am capable of defending myself.
Look, it's been established that Light Show will defend Flux. Everyone get to positions. Kimon at the rear, Flux and Light Show at the front. I'll bet Howard will run for the back door anyway, so there's no need to argue.
All right, go to the rear of the building. Are you ready, Lightshell?
Yeah, the plan is more or less to cuff everybody in the building and then seize their computers, right?
That's correct.
All right, I pound on the front door. Open up, this is Unstoppable Industries. You're under arrest.
Larry, you see Howard get up from his desk as he heads for the front door. There's activity from a few other people around the office. Several people at their computers seem confused. Two guys pull cases out of their desks.
All right, Elvis, Howard is coming your way.
What? But you said he tried to escape out the back.
Well, I guess he's going to answer the door. You and Lightshell can handle it, though. Kimon, go ahead and bust in.
I kick the door in.
Whomp! You kick in the door, and down the hall, a guy is just now coming out with a rifle. His coworkers, who don't know what's going on, are panicking. The guy lifts the rifle and he pulls the trigger.
Okay, abort dodge, hide behind the doorway.
Lowry, you see Howard hesitate for a second before he firms up and shoves the front door open. Elvis, you're now once again face to face with Howard, but in broad daylight this time.
You are under arrest!
The air suddenly fills with a leaden, heavy sadness. Birds stop singing, the sky seems to darken, and the air distorts. You find yourself inside what appears to be some kind of bluish fishbowl. Terry and Lightshell are in the same situation, but weirdly, Lightshell seems frozen in place. Howard is frowning at you. Meanwhile, Kimon, the guys with the rifle are just taking suppressive shots down the hallway. They're not trying to hit you so much as they're just trying to keep you from safely poking your head in there. Pang, 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 pang! The noise of the rifles is making it hard to pinpoint anything with your super hearing, though you can definitely tell where the rifles are.
Okay, look around for a rock or something that can survive being bounced off a wall.
Sure, you find a little chunk of concrete back there. Meanwhile, Elvis, if you touch that bubble you're in, it ripples, but doesn't give. You appear to be trapped inside it.
Joke's on you! I can teleport! I teleport out of the bubble and directly in front of Howard.
Okay, Howard punches you.
Boy, he does a lot of damage.
He does. This is what he does. Are you still awake?
No.
Okay, Kimon, you've got your chunk of concrete.
Chuck it into the hall so it bounces off the walls and hits one of the guys with rifles.
Clack! Book! You hear one of the guys hit the floor. The other rifleman begins swearing. It sounds like he's ducked back into the office room that he came from. Somewhere further back, there's a bunch of yelling from a panicked person who probably has nothing to do with this.
Find another chunk of concrete.
You fish up another little chunk of the parking lot.
Bounce it down the halls and hit the other guy.
Clack! Clack! Dunk! The second guy is down.
Do I hear anybody else in there to be worried about? Larry, I got two rifles down. I don't hear anything else in there. Am I clear?
I don't see anyone else acting hostile. I need to call an ambulance. Our riflemen are clearly bleeding on the floor.
Okay, jog through the building and head to the front entrance.
You throw the front door open and see Elvis sitting up, but he looks dazed and like he's not sure where he is. Terry and Lightshell are trapped in weird translucent blue bubbles. If you look at them hard enough, you'd swear you could see faces swimming in them.
Flux, where's Howard?
Who?
The gorilla!
There's a gorilla?
Punch through the bubble holding Terry.
When you punch through it, first it shatters like glass, then pops. Terry looks bewildered.
Where's Howard?
Terry tries to reply, but the words get caught in his throat. He points at Lightshell.
All right, punch that bubble too.
The bubble vanishes, and suddenly Lightshell is moving again, as if nothing happened. Thank you, he says.
Lightshell, where is Howard?
He got in his truck and sped off.
Why couldn't you do anything?
I think maybe I could have. It just surprised me, and I lost control of my powers for a second.
Well, great. But for the record, this is what I meant about winning fights before they start. We could have had this in the bag. We should have had this in the bag.
Is everything else under control?
Yeah, Lowry's sending in medical for the guys I got. Speaking, Lowry, we probably need to have Flux's brains looked at again.
Is he all right?
He had another collision with Howard, so that's going to need to be answered with a CT scan, probably.
All right, I'll get Dr. Major ready.
What about the gorilla?
They're herbivores, remember?
There was a gorilla?